Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
930 Knucklehead. With Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
But before we name any more qualifiers, we got to name some Knuckleheads. And all of the Knucklehead nominees today were in the care, were charged with caring for children in some way. And so I think we'll work our way up from the one kid to the 12 kids to the 99 kids that all needed help. One of our runners-up, the Houston doctor, made a mistake. A four-year-old was having hernia surgery, and the doctor accidentally cut the vas deferens and gave the kid an unintentional vasectomy at 4 years old. Another runner-up is the teaching staff that was running the summer school program in Juneau, Alaska, where 12 kids and two adults were sent to the regional hospital after consuming a substance that they thought was milk, and it turned out to be floor sealant. I don't know why the floor sealant is kept anywhere near the milk in the kitchen, but after the kids started complaining that the milk didn't taste right and there was burning in their mouths and throats. Anyways, so it was confused for milk, a milky white fluid, but what they served the kids was floor sealant that you're keeping in the kitchen. I don't know, maybe those are the summer rules. You keep those in the kitchen. But how about a winner for the 92 Days of Summer? Maybe a spot in the Name the Knucklehead of the Week tomorrow.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
And that was anybody that was in charge of the 99 kids that needed to be airlifted off a mountain in Austria. Rescuers scrambled two helicopters and 50 extraction experts to get 99 kids off an Austrian mountainside. They went for a hike, and the 12 to 14-year-old kids and eight adults all got trapped on an alpine track up there once they said the weather started getting really bad and they were crawling over big rocks and what have you. Two of the kids slipped and fell, ended up injured, suffered some injuries. And so then they called, and the weather got worse. They couldn't go any further. They couldn't go back down. So the teachers had to call in the helicopters, two helicopters and 50 extraction experts to rescue nearly 100 kids off a mountain. You take home the Knucklehead Prize today, and maybe even the Knucklehead of the Week. The Knucklehead Red is brewed by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery, and you could pour by the pint, get a growler of it to take home, and maybe even stay and have something good to eat. Check out anacortesrockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 930 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at anacortesrockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.